this one, given where you guys were in the game?
Yeah, tough one there. You know, let that one get away, especially after that outing from McGill. A lot of good things offensively early in the game. And, you know, for us to be there, you know, 7-1 in the seventh and let that one go away, that's a tough one. I got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
Did you not want to use Diaz on back-to-back days?
Yeah, he wasn't available, obviously, today.
What have you seen from Stanek here in back-to-back outings?
Yeah, I think execution, you know, especially 0-2, you know, left a pitch right there, got too much over the plate, and they put it in play and found a hole, obviously, down the line. And, yeah, you know, not putting guys away. You know, he's getting ahead, but then not finishing hitters.
Carlos, what do you think of the last play there at first?
Yeah, we didn't make a play, you know. Yeah, it's a routine play that we didn't make it.
You have back-to-back, blown saves from Stanek. How do you evaluate where to go from there?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the league for a long time, you know, and he's been through it before. As long as he's healthy and feeling well, we'll get him back on track. You know, the velo's there. He's getting ahead. Like I said, he's just not finishing hitters, and he's part of it. We'll watch some films and make some adjustments, and he'll be all right.
What you see with Budo today?
Yeah, you know, sinkers got too much over the plate. Couldn't finish hitters. You know, got a ground ball that found a hole, and then got behind the nine hole. You know, 3-1 count there, and left a four seamer there on a guy that's pretty good four seam fastball hitter, and got him there for the 3-run homer, and they got back in the game there.
Well, with McGill pitching, Soto lost that ball in the sun. Was that the sun?
Yeah, he didn't see it off the bat. You could tell right away as soon as that ball went up, he had no idea where the ball was. It's a tough play there because of, you know, this on, and that's how the inning started there.
Were guys talking about the sun, because it seemed like a lot, every fly ball up, every pop up was a...
Yeah, you saw pretty much everyone fighting there. You know, Pete a couple of times, like I think a couple of their guys in that one out of the bat, you know, you just had no idea where the ball was.
Carlos, what made you stick with Marte there in the ninth?
Yeah, it was a pretty even matchup there. And knowing that the cutter was an effective pitch there, I knew I had Winker. But trust Marte in that situation to get the job done just didn't happen this time. But again, when you look at the matchup, it was pretty close. You know, even though it was right on right, but the cutter, I think, is a pitch now that is giving Winker some trouble, and I stick with Marte there.
How tough of a loss is this, given what Tyler McGill was doing out there?
Yeah, he's tough. He's tough, you know, after a dominant, because he was pretty dominant today. And you get to the seventh inning with pretty comfortable lead there and not be able to finish things off. It's frustrating. But again, you got to move on, you know. Turn the page and trying to split the series tomorrow.
The bullpen's had a pretty heavy workload. Could some of these struggles in these, you know, two games, not or excluding yesterday, be a result, like a domino effect of the starters not going very deep?
Probably. You know, we've been using these guys pretty hard, and when you look at, you know, some of the usage, and especially today, you know, the guys that pitched were the guys that we had available, and we just couldn't finish a game. But, you know, we will continue to take care of those guys, and guys will continue to get opportunities, and they will get the job done.
Did you ever get the MRI on Minter?
No, not yet. We're waiting for the doctor to read it, and then I'm pretty sure tomorrow we'll have more information there.
What did you make of Tyler's start?
He was, you know, I mean, he was electric, you know, attacking. Everything was in the strike zone, all of his pitches, live on his fastball, the secondary pitches, the way he mixed. I mean, he was dominant, you know. He was pretty unbelievable.